How to stop overthinking. Overthinking, or repeated thinking, more specifically called rumination in the field of psychology, has been associated with depression and anxiety. When people are ruminating, they tend to focus on their thoughts and internal states rather than what's going on in the world at that moment. Often, unresolved concerns and unattained goals initiate repeated thinking. A person who's ruminating hopes and thinks that it will help him or her solve the problem, or perhaps regulate his or her emotions. However, it's been found that rumination increases anxiety and lowers moods. This exercise will help you manage rumination by teaching you how to step back and observe your thoughts and feelings as events, and ultimately help you focus on the current moment. Let's begin. Find a comfortable place in your house, or if the weather is good, step outside and find a chair to sit down. Once you're settled in, try to close your eyes. And now bring your attention to the shoulder region of your body. Notice for any sensations. Just notice. If you notice any tightness, try to further tighten your muscles for a few seconds. Hold, and then let it go. Further tighten your muscles, hold, and let go. It is possible that some thoughts are coming to your mind, or a strong feeling, such as sadness, anger, guilt, or any worry. Entertain all these thoughts and feelings. Don't push them away. However, try not to hold on to these thoughts and feelings for too long. Imagine they were clouds. And the way the clouds come and the way they pass, try to see if you can imagine your thoughts and feelings come and go. Imagine they were clouds. Let them come. Observe them for a little bit, but let them pass the way clouds always pass. Now try to bring your attention back to your shoulders. Notice for any sensation. Just notice. Now let's try to bring our attention to our breathing. We will practice something called square breathing. Square breathing is taking a deep breath in and counting till four while you hold your breath and then breathing out. And you do it four times, hence a square. You breathe in, hold till four, and breathe out. Let's begin. Breathe in. Breathe out. breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. One last time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now again, it's very possible those thoughts and feelings kept coming back. And remember, that's okay. However, the way you held your breath in but ultimately let it out, the same way, hold on to your thoughts but ultimately let them go. Now, bring your attention to your feet. Try to see if you can keep your feet flat on the ground or the grass or on a carpet or on the wood floor. Keep your feet flat. Try to see if you can feel the floor or the grass or the fineness of the wood with your toes. Try to see if you can connect your toes deep into the ground, into the grass. Keep trying. Keep connecting. Now again, entertain those thoughts and feelings. And this time imagine you're sitting beside a stream or on the bank of a river. Imagine it's the fall season. There are a lot of leaves on the ground. Now imagine putting those intrusive thoughts or those disturbing feelings on this leaf. Imagine gathering your intrusive thoughts and feelings and putting them on a leaf. Now imagine putting that leaf in the stream or the river. Now imagine your feelings and thoughts on the leaf, separate from you, on the leaf, going down the stream. Your thoughts and feelings are not you. They're events that you're observing. You're observing them going down the stream. Keep imagining that leaf flowing down the stream. Now come back and bring your attention to your toes. Again, begin to notice the sensation you're experiencing while being connected to the earth. Keep noticing. When you're ready, come back to the room and open your eyes.